Welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Gray. In today's show, we'll be talking about conscious, compassionate awareness, responding to your email questions, and taking your calls. So keep it tuned here to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Gray. Good afternoon, Sherry. Sherry, are you there?
Hello.
Good afternoon, Sherry.
Hello. Sherry to Michael.
Welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Well, This is kind of an action-packed day, huh?
It's an action-packed half an hour.
Yeah, what do you think Mercury's in?
Mercury's in retrograde. At least that's how I've always heard it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here we are now.
Well, I just kept flashing back to those old TV commercials. Keep it tuned. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
Right. Yeah. And they still exist, even in all this modern technology. We can have difficulties.
Even in all this modern technology.
Yeah, it can make all of us feel better about life, right? Life comes with difficulties.
You mean it's not something wrong?
It's actually, in my experience, not. And it's not even a matter of not enough, even though we're not going to have enough time.
Fascinating.
Yeah?
Yes. I was told that one of their servers went down just before we went on the air.
Yeah, and, you know, it just puts it all into perspective, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
You know, our servers go down. Why wouldn't their servers go down? You know, just because they're huge and we're little, nobody's exempt.
Yes.
From the opportunity to let go.
Fascinating. Sherry, you've just gotten back from a trip.
I have. And
yes.
Very, very happy to be home.
Great.
This beautiful spring that we're having here.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. And, yes, and then I'm getting ready to go again.
Great.
But at least the clothes will be clean.
Great. Great. And I can give a little update of where you're going to be.
All right.
This Thursday, you're going to be at Gateway's Bookstore in downtown Santa Cruz.
You know what? I'm actually not.
You're not?
No, I'm at something, I wish I knew. If I had known, I could have been better prepared. But people who want to attend can give Gateways a call. It's actually, I think, at the first something church. And don't go to Gateways, but call Gateways and find out where we're actually going to be on that night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the date is the same.
Date is the same. The time is the same. It's just that we're going to be at another location.
Great. Great. So that's this Thursday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz at the First Something-Something Church.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want more information, call Gateway's Bookstore in Santa Cruz.
Yes.
Promises to be an exciting evening.
Yes. In fact, we're at this other location because the last time, we couldn't fit everybody in the room. So if somebody got turned away last time, we're in this big space now so that everybody can fit. So for goodness sake, come on out so that we don't have a giant room and no people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then the next evening and all day Saturday, I'll be doing a workshop in Felton on unconditional self-acceptance or radical self-acceptance.
Radical self-acceptance.
I like to talk about it.
Yes.
And I think people can find out about that by visiting our website.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You can go to livingcompassion.org, and you can also go to sherryhuber.com.
Yeah. And then I think the next thing that's coming up is our concert with Trish and Richard.
Yes. Saturday, June 25th, from 3 to 5 p.m. in downtown San Jose.
In downtown San Jose. And there is no charge for that event.
Wow.
It's a little thank you that Living Compassion is offering, a little thank you expression of our appreciation that we're offering to people, and so come on out.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, bring your family and friends.
Yes. So this will be Trish and Richard Brooksport Colligan.
Uh-huh.
And do you want to talk a little bit about their CD?
Yeah, and probably, again, since everybody listening is definitely a computer person,
yes,
the easiest way is to go to our website, and that links you directly to their website. You can listen,
yes,
to some of their music and read about them. They're just delightful people, deeply spiritual, and Trish actually sent me a copy of her CD, Splash, because one of the songs on it was in part inspired by our work, the There's Nothing Wrong With You work, and I just fell in love with the music, and
yeah,
I find it just uplifting and inspiring, and you know, all those things that we want to feel when we're trying to end suffering.
Yes.
And so we invited them out to be our gift to everyone who has been following along with Living Compassion and probably participating in some way, and at least wishing us well. And so it's just a little get-together with these
wonderful
folks. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, so again, that's Saturday, June 25th in the afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. And we'd love to know that you're coming. So if you could RSVP by email to information@livingcompassion.org, that would be really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to be able to save you a seat.
Yes. We want to make sure we have a seat for you.
That's right.
Great. The phone lines are open here. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 877-514-7300. If you have a question, something you've been looking at in your life you'd really like to explore, give us a call. We'd love to talk about it. And, Sherry, we have a caller on the line here.
All right.
I'd like to welcome Claire from Palo Alto. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Claire.
Hi. I originally called because I couldn't get through, and I thought when I listened to the show on the phone, and now I thought, well, I could ask a question while I'm here.
And so what occurred to you?
Yes. So I want to talk about the email class.
Yes.
Because other listeners may be aware that you're doing a year-long email class. And I'm signed up for this class, and a part of me is criticizing me heavily that I don't participate enough in the class.
Uh-huh. How do you participate?
Well, I probably read 50% of the responses. I've sent in just one single response myself. I think a lot about things, but I don't write things down. I've written like a page in my journal about the class.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice that it's like I see something that's getting in my way of participating more fully, but then the ball is always moving. Like, I see this, oh, yes, now that's familiar. And then, oh, yeah, that's familiar. And I just seem to do a lot of spinning and not really settle to it.
And what occurs to you about that?
I think a big piece of it is that, because I do see myself as a person that can commit to things in life and can participate. And in this case, I think it's because it's all about me that makes it more difficult for me.
Oh, what an interesting notion, huh?
Yeah.
So you can commit to things when you're committing to things for other people.
Right.
But if it's all for you, I think that that's a really good point. That's I've actually never heard it expressed quite like that, but it does fit right with this thing that we talk about, that you know, you have all these plans to take care of yourself, and then life gets busy,
right?
And we start, you know, the first thing that goes is meditation, and then sleep and eating well and getting exercise. And what those things have in common is they're all things for you. So Yes, when life gets busy or stressful, the first thing that must be sacrificed is you. That's important to see, isn't it?
And there's also a part of me that like doesn't want to look too deeply into myself. Like, you know, my life a part of me says my life is pretty good, and it's like I don't want to open a can of worms or something.
Yes. We often talk about that as the cesspool theory. Okay, so if I look inside, I'm going to find something really kind of awful and disgusting. And so the best way to avoid that is just not to look inside.
Now,
of course, I think what's really going on is that conditioning, egocentric karmic conditioning, doesn't want you to look inside, because if you do, you're going to find out how it is in charge of way too much of your life.
Right.
And it's going to start losing its ability to control you. So just make you think that there's something really disgusting in there, and then you're not going to look at it, or make you think that you're going to see something that's going to disturb the equilibrium that you have worked hard to establish, or whatever, and you just won't look there, and it continues to be in control. Kind of reminds me of governments.
Reminds you of?
Governments.
Of stubbornness.
Yeah, like, you know, a government will work that way. Just get people believing that they really, it's just, they really shouldn't look at things too closely. You know, it's just, let's see, we could foster resignation, apathy, cynicism, you know, all of those kinds of things. And plus, you know, let's stay busy over here. There are lots of things to buy and do and plan for and be afraid of. And so while all that's going on, there isn't any real close scrutiny of how things are working.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a big piece of my personality that is optimistic and trusting, and often that gets in the way of me really looking, because, you know, if it's all going to work out okay, then why bother look deeply?
Yes, yes. And then, of course, when things don't work out really well, it's quite a shock to the system.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's no preparation. It's like, you know, the odds are really good that I'm not going to drown, so why learn to swim?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So to me, what you're looking at is really important. Starting to see how you're being controlled in this way. What's distracting you? What's convincing you? Just starting to see that process. That's probably about as helpful a pursuit as you could find.
Right, and it brings up a lot of fear in me too. Well,
yes.
You know, who am I going to be if I see that? The way that I operate in the world is not.
Yes.
You know, is out of egocentric karmic conditioning. Who am I going to be then? What's life going to be like?
And yes. Yes. It's funny how very alike we are. I was actually had the pleasure of being on another radio show this morning, somebody else's radio show, and that very question was asked. That very fear was expressed of, you know, if I let go of all of this stuff, who will I be? And the fear and anxiety that comes with that. Now, of course, I'm always pointing out that fear and anxiety belong to egocentric karmic conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I would say the fear and anxiety is coming from, oh, my God, what if she really does let go of me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to happen to me if she lets go of me?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to happen to Claire is freedom, expansiveness, gratitude, love, abundance, generosity.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to ego? Well, it's not going to be in the driver's seat any longer. But that's not going to be a problem for you.
It's a problem for ego.
It's only a problem for ego. In fact, you know, you're going to be extremely happy and relaxed about the whole transition.
Right, yeah. So I think my homework is to keep looking.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, if you could, in the email class, the thing, of course, that I encourage people to do is read the email first thing in the morning. Just the quote, the kind of the little assignment. And then if you just wrote one sentence about what that experience is like for you, it would begin to change your whole life.
Yes. Yeah, I like that idea, too, because a part of me thinks it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort. And,
that's right.
You know, I have to do it perfectly, whatever that means. And
that's
just
right.
To write one sentence will be a great place
yep.
for me to step
yep,
in.
Just one sentence.
Right.
Let me know what happens.
Okay, thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us, Claire. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Sherry, it's fascinating that process of conditioning keeping us from looking.
Yes. Yeah, and how confused we are between who and what we are authentically and the conditioned identification with ego.
Uh-huh.
It takes a fair amount of looking to realize that that voice that's talking is not me.
Uh-huh.
And most of those ideas and opinions are not me. And most of the what I think of as my experience actually never happened. So, yeah. And as we begin to look, as we begin to see more clearly that what I really think of as me is awareness, then the content of that awareness immediately becomes less meaningful to us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So when we see from awareness, the content of what it is that we're looking at becomes less believable.
Yes, and less important to us. So I realize that what I really am is awareness. That it's not what I'm seeing. It's not what I'm hearing. It's not what I'm feeling. It's not what I'm thinking. It's how all of that is happening. It's the process of that. And another word for that process is awareness or consciousness. So as we begin to realize that that's who we actually are, then it doesn't matter what the thoughts are. It's the process of intelligence that we truly identify with. Not the content, not what the thoughts are. So what difference does it make if my thoughts are positive or negative? They're just thoughts.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Fascinating. You're listening
Sounds
to...
Sounds like we're going somewhere.
We're going to have a short break.
Okay.
And then we'll be back. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. Coming up next on Open Air, we'll be continuing our conversation on conscious, compassionate awareness, responding to your email questions, and taking your calls. So keep it tuned here to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Good afternoon, and welcome back to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Sherry, we have another caller.
Lovely.
I'd like to welcome Celia from Seattle. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Excellent.
Thank
What's
you.
What's going on?
What's going on is right now I'm feeling very nervous, and I had a reason for calling in today, and then it was hard to pick up the station, and I've been listening to the first caller, and I've had all sorts of other ideas.
Life is fast, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, when we're paying attention, things move very, very quickly.
And also, while I was sitting here thinking about all these things I wanted to talk about, I realized that I'm taking your your email class, and the yesterday's, I can't remember now, it was yesterday's or today's, it was yesterday's assignment was to write a story, the story of myself.
Yes.
And
her life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just realized, sitting here waiting for you to talk, that I wanted to take some time today to sit with that, and I didn't.
Uh-huh.
But I had lots of other questions come up.
Uh-huh. So this is kind of what Claire was talking about, right?
Yeah.
I want to do this, and then somehow that just doesn't happen. I get talked out of it. There isn't time, whatever it is that goes on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny because the question I was calling about really is kind of the same thing anyway.
We're so much alike, aren't we?
No, I mean, my question is really what was going on with the story anyway.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Uh-huh.
But the thing that sort of made me pick up the phone was noticing that I spend a lot of time feeling either there's a tremendous urgency about something, or the other side of that, which is feeling stuck and bogged down.
Mm.
And I realized that, I realized how much I'm in those two places, because for a few minutes today I wasn't there. And I liked being where I was today instead of those two places.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's what made me pick up the phone.
Yeah, and what were some of the characteristics of that place that you were in today? How would you describe what that felt like?
I was able to give attention to myself to say, okay, well, what is it that you do want to do here? And there wasn't any pressure about if you do it that way, that's going to happen, and if you do it this way, and you're never going to. And I just somehow had the space to say, oh, well, this is lovely. I can just decide.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you were right there in the moment where you were living, and the result of that was an experience of spaciousness.
Yeah.
And possibility.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And,
boy.
And feeling that. Yes, and what I was going to choose was going to be just fine.
Kind of makes you want to move into that place, doesn't it?
Very much.
Yeah, yeah. It's the wonderful, one of the wonderful benefits of practice. It, you know, at first it just seems so, what, airy-fairy, pie in the sky, right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start having the experience, and suddenly it feels like, you know, I'd really rather be here than in that other place that's so familiar. So now, how do I spend more time here?
Yeah.
And, of course, the answer is so very simple. We just stop doing everything else, and here is where we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's what happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And
but I didn't decide.
No. No, it's like it's just a gap. It's a space.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything just stops all of it. And at first, it seems magical. Like, how did that happen? Because
uh-huh.
It doesn't seem like you're doing anything. Like, yes. Not doing.
Yes.
Yeah. And yet, what you're doing, what you're learning to do in life, is synchronize attention and awareness. So that you're no longer just constantly pulled off into the past and the future and this endless conversation about something wrong and not enough.
Uh-huh.
You're starting to synchronize everything, and you find yourself here. And here, where everything is, feels like nothing is going on.
Yeah.
Because you're in sync with life. And then there's that experience, that feeling of spaciousness and possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Very, very good.
One of the things that I noticed was it seemed like, well, I was listening to the first caller, and you and she were talking about content instead of process, and that's what the two polarity seemed to me, was it's sort of like content is the glue or something.
Yeah, so there you are in a, you walk into a fabulous store and you're a shopper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so your attention is just going from thing to 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 thing. They hardly even having time to register what that thing is. And then the next thing gets you, the next thing gets you, the next thing gets you.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole being and reality is being created and defined by that content, okay?
Ah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's that thing, I want that. There's that thing, I want that. There's that thing, I want that. Okay? And then we take that step back and begin to see the process of that, how the attention is drawn, how we get hooked in, how the seeing something gets connected with the wanting that thing, and how the identity is maintained in that process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's just stepping back and watching all that stuff going back and forth, whizzing back and forth.
Whizzing back and forth. And the more, as you've noticed, the more we practice stepping back and just breathing, the more spacious it becomes. At first, we stop and look what's going on, and it seems like we're just, you know, we're trapped in some sort of video game on high speed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just too much. It's too much. Mm-hmm. But we step back, and everything seems to kind of slow down, and there's plenty of time to experience everything.
Okay.
Because what in that stepped back place, what we experience ourselves as is the awareness that contains all that activity. And things don't happen too fast for awareness.
Uh-huh.
Can you get a sense of that? In other words, now this is a bad analogy, but I'm going to go with it anyway, okay? So there's the screen on which the movie is being shown.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, no matter how loud it is or wild or violent or romantic or whatever, it doesn't affect the screen.
Okay.
So if awareness is what is all of this, then it's never going to be overwhelmed by all of this.
Oh, so it's like a big field, and everything's all playing out on this field, but the field just stays there and just...
The field just is.
Okay.
You know, these are inadequate images, but
yeah,
they help point us in the right direction.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Celia. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We're coming near the top of the hour here, a couple minutes to 6 o'clock. Sherry, we have one more caller.
All right, we'll talk fast and then invite this person back next week if we can't talk fast enough.
Wonderful. I'd like to welcome Ingrid from Berkeley. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. It's so funny. Sorry, I'm a little overwhelmed. I know we have only a few minutes left, and I totally did not expect to get on the show and talk with you. So my heart is beating wildly. I can't quite hear. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll yell. How's that? But don't take it personally that I yell.
Okay. So I was listening. I was listening to some of the archives earlier today, which was
good.
The call.
Then you know that the technology is usually much, much better than what we're living with today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you do call back next week, if we don't get finished, I think we can promise you a better experience than this one.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, this is fine. So I had something had really struck me, which was I listened to one of the shows, which was about, you really said something about taking risks, and life is so short, and, you know, taking risks, and I have a situation that I'm involved in right now that is I'm really troubled about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, which because here's what kind of struck me is in a later show that I listened to today of yours, you gave an example of somebody who was in a committed relationship. You know, somebody is in a committed relationship and they decide they're wildly attracted to somebody and they just go for that person without thinking. And I've been the person who was wildly attracted to by another person, and it wasn't quite that. You know, it's a little bit messy, but I did go for it, which is something that I felt like was a risk for me, which I felt like, you know, not something I do. I'm never involved with people, and, you know, but I have a lot of troubled feelings about it in general, and I found myself, when I listened to these shows, like, going back and forth. At first, I'd felt kind of liberated listening to the take risks part, and then when I heard you say that, I thought, oh, my God, oh, it's all wrong and terrible, which I think that's what it comes down to, is like, oh, I guess it's wrong, and
yes,
that was the strongest thing, yeah.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, my whole deal is assisting people to see those things,
mm-hmm.
not coming up with, okay, this is the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the right thing, and if I do this, then I'll be the right person.
Yes.
But the ability to look at all of it, to see all of it,
yes.
and not to have our lives controlled mm-hmm. by some program that we don't even understand, don't even know is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And usually the only way we can step out of that is to take that kind of risk. Because
yeah.
it's conditioned mind that says, oh, no, don't do that. That's too risky.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, conditioned mind is also busy talking us into things that are equally, if not more, risky,
mm-hmm.
but not to conditioned mind.
Mm.
Okay? So, in other words, if you get talked into doing something and it's a mistake,
mm-hmm.
then you are very manageable.
Very manageable.
Yes, because the voices can just beat you bloody
mm-hmm.
over having made that mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. So what we want to learn to do is see what arises in the moment,
uh-huh.
do whatever it is that we are going to do,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, follow our best instincts, see what happens,
mm-hmm.
learn what are the voices of conditioning, what's following your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And above all, learn from every opportunity that you have, and no self-recrimination.
Mhm. Wow, that would be quite amazing.
Yep, it's a big program, huh?
Wow. Well, I mean, it's just so easy to go into that thing of that it seems so wrong, you know?
Yes.
It's very.
Now, have you read There's Nothing Wrong With You?
Yes, over and over.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you know who these folks are, right?
And, well, hmm? You mean the voices of
yeah.
the tape? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're definitely having the experience that they have an investment in you believing what they say about you.
Yes. Right.
And the freedom lies in seeing that process for what it is,
mm-hmm.
not in trying to be the person who never gets those kinds of messages from those voices.
Mm-hmm.
Because those voices are going to give you those messages no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could be Snow White,
mm-hmm.
and you would be getting self-hating messages.
I'd be getting what?
Self-hating messages.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are the, you know, you are the princess of purity.
Yeah.
And you are still going to be getting those self-hating messages.
Yeah. Wow, but I mean, it is incredible because it's not the answer I'm expecting, you know. I'm just so used to looking at this as wrong or right, you know.
Oh, yes.
And
that's one of the things that I love best about Zen. Now, sometimes people will be listening to me or, you know, they'll become very agitated
mm-hmm.
because they want me to be consistent. Well, the last time you talked about that, you said just the opposite.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that's the point, because when we're in the present, there's what arises in the present. Mm-hmm. And it's not a formula that conditioned mind can get a hold of and have certainty about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, so what's right in this moment might be absolutely wrong in the next, if those two things were actually real.
Possible, yeah.
Yeah.
I see. So you're kind of talking about the thing where I was confused about taking risks. Yeah, it's true. I was definitely looking for a formula.
Oh, yeah.
Just the formula.
I mean, we've been looking for those formulas since we were about two.
Yeah.
You know, since we started getting it. Wait a minute. You know, what I'm doing is not considered adorable any longer. I seem to be getting in trouble a lot. So what are the rules around here?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, as you know, you do all of the things that go with the information you've received. You're doing everything right, and you don't get the reward that you hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're doing something that seems absolutely wrong, and it seems like you're being rewarded like crazy.
Yeah.
So we just give it up.
Wow.
It's the easiest thing. Just give up trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it would be such a relief. You know, it's like, well, it's like, who am I upholding this for? It's kind of like I feel like I'm doing it for everyone else or for society or, you know.
Yeah, and actually you're doing it for your conditioned mind.
Oh, wow.
Right? Who's in charge of that? Who has its life in that process? So, yes, to me the most relaxing thing in the world is to realize I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that is great. Wow. Oh.
Now that you've read that book so many times, you might actually consider a retreat.
Yes, well, I definitely have, and I've done an email class with you, and I totally, you know, it's true, I've been intimidated to go because I'm, you know, have some idea of being scared of being in a strict environment, you know, I mean,
Well, now, I'll be absolutely straightforward with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ego is going to be beyond terrified,
all
right? But your heart, the thing that is drawing you to look at this, the thing that picked up that book and has encouraged you to read it over and over and over, is going to be in heaven there.
Yeah. Well, are there still those retreats going on? That there's nothing wrong with your retreats?
Oh, absolutely.
Still happening?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
All the time. Just go on our website, and they'll give you a whole list of them. There are all kinds of things going on. Yeah. So don't be a stranger.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Ingrid. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We've come to the end of our show here, Sherry.
We made it.
We made it. Slightly abbreviated tonight. We had some technical difficulties at the beginning there.
Yeah, but they seem to have prevailed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So keep it tuned here next week, next Tuesday, 5 p.m., we'll be back for more of Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. I'd like to thank all of our listeners and all of our callers today. If you'd like to get in touch with us when we're not on the air, you can send an email to openair@livingcompassion.org. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Sherry. And we'll talk to you next week.
Good night.
Good night.